information, please visit www.bccsa.co.za. At Sichaba underscore G and at SAFM Radio on Twitter.
At 48 after 2, we're joined on the line by Bertha Dlamini, who is the group CEO of Rito Group of Companies. She's also the founding president of African Women in Energy and Power. She joins us on the line. Bertha, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me this afternoon.
Thank you for making the time. Very topical. You know, I think a conversation that makes a great deal of sense right now. I don't know whether to say that in the negative or positive tone of voice, but let's talk about, you know, your journey in this specific sector. Considering we're faced with an energy crisis, you know, how key is participation in the sector? And what does participation look like essentially?
Sure. So this has been a very long journey. I started my journey in the energy sector in 2012. And I was transitioning from a creative space. My founding basis is marketing communications. Mm. And in 2012, I made the transition by joining an engineering consulting firm through a partnership. And that introduced me to the different value chains of electricity generation, transmission and distribution, and the solutions, services and products and systems that the sector requires to run efficiently and competitively, not only in the region, but globally. Mm. And that became very interesting and captivating for me, as I soon learned the dignity that availability of electricity lends to an economy, to communities, to individuals. As we have experienced the impact of rolling blackouts on livelihoods in South Africa in the recent months. And so that that really captivated me. My curiosity grew, and I wanted to be part of the solution.
I love that.
And why I wanted to be part of the solution is I often found in spaces that I was either the only female and the only female black person in some spaces. And I realized that the lack of participation or the reduced participation, it was not as a lack of skills. It was more a lack of awareness of opportunities that exist within value chains. And so often I use an example that as a nation, we are not a nation that converses on value chains. And if you look at the conversations that you have with friends, the conversations that you have with family members, they rarely revolve around the construct of value chains in our economy. And a simple thing as we all use teaspoons, right, at home. And it probably it's something that is insignificant. It's something that you buy every now and then. But if I were to ask, do you know the value chain of the production, distribution, and sale of teaspoons in the country? It's a very basic consumable. And there are many other basic consumables whose value chains we don't understand. And without this basic understanding of the construct of value chains, how then do we identify entrepreneurial opportunities to plug in our youth, our women, and persons with disabilities to be active contributors in the economy, to be active value-adding service providers in the economy. And so you find a polarization of entrepreneurship interest in certain areas that are common. So people are either chasing tenders and so forth, but we are neglecting a huge space in our economy that offers opportunities to enterprise. Mm. And the energy sector is one such sector. If we understand the construct of the generation value chain and the technologies that are being debated right now to vet the scarcity of supply or the constraint of supply, we would then be able to identify segments within the value chains that have low entry barriers and therefore expand and diversify the participation of women, youth, and persons with disabilities. And the rationale for these extended or equitable participation is without equitable participation, we ignore the labor capacity of the country. And so we cannot address employment, or we cannot address unemployment in the country, if we are not examining the value chains and the constraint of participation in the value chains.
Let's unpack the participation element of the conversation. You know, just in your role as the founding president of the African Women in Energy and Power, I appreciate you. You know, you came from a creative space, you saw a gap, you saw a need, and you dived right in. What is it that is contributing to the underrepresentation of the very groups that you've mentioned, you know, specifically when coming to women and women of color?
Sure. So first, it's very obvious. It's a very complex sector, number one. It requires specialist skills, number two. I often say that because you are Black and female, you will not necessarily secure business just because of those two factors. You need to bring competency, you need to bring a value proposition, you need to be competitive in the market, and you need to be able to deliver value to the client that you're servicing. To be able to do that, you need to understand the workings of the sector. So exposure and awareness is one of the areas that are fundamental. Access to technology, which you on trade in the market, is a critical factor, because as South Africa, we do not have comprehensive intellectual property in the technologies required in this value chain. So access to technology to on trade is important. Access to finance, access to capital is another hindrance for participation. Access to finance for energy projects is a very complex, specialized area. And many entrepreneurs are often daunted by what it takes to simply understand the process of applying for large-scale capital for energy projects. So that's number two. Access to market. Understanding the procurement processes, not only with public sector entities such as state-owned entities like Eskom and Transnet and other large power users, but understanding the entire ecosystem. So what are OEMs procuring and what are they selling? What are independent power producers procuring and what are they offering? And where do you fit in these various sub-value chains? Understanding the designation of local content as determined by Department of Trade and Industry and Competition in techno-electrical equipment, and understanding where then you find partners that will help you contribute local content or be part of their local content solution. So access to market is quite important. Access to skills development. So when we talk about skills development, there are many engineers, qualified Black engineers in the country. But there is contextually relevant skills for specific solutions that you require, and you can only gain that through operational exposure of systems. So even though you're a qualified engineer, if you've never worked in a power plant, if you never worked in a generation facility, you would still require that exposure, that practice and coaching to be competent in that space and therefore gain access to that particular market. And so those are the areas that we need to integratively focus on. So there is no linear solution. You cannot say we only need to offer a skills development. No, you have to ensure that there is designation of markets. As the president announced 2 years ago, 40% of public procurement will be designated to competent female-owned and led companies as part of gender equity, right? So that talks to access to market. You have to look at the asset management sector in terms of investment in assets and how they select their investment or where they're going to invest their capital, how they invest in energy projects. And you have to look at how the selection process or the criteria they use exclude or includes emerging entrepreneurs based on their risk profile. And you have to say, if we're going to accelerate the participation of women who are emerging entrepreneurs in the sector, the participation of youth, how do we deal with de-risking their participation through catalytic finance products that enable them to participate in the sector?
Right.
So we spoke to access to finance, access to market, and access to technology. So you have to say the energy, the electricity sector, and the network of electricity grid in the entire continent is dominated by multinational corporations, because as a continent, we do not have the IP. Bring it home to South Africa. The largest OEMs are dominating our value chains in the electricity sector because we do not have intellectual property. So how then do we work with multinational original equipment manufacturers in channel partnering? So how do we align women, youth, and persons with disabilities who are interested to participate to become partners of the OEMs and gain access to technology, gain access to specific skills development that is aligned to this specific technology, so they can on trade. And by operating in the space intimately, you also stimulate creativity and innovation. And that's when you start seeing homegrown innovations is through exposure.
Absolutely. Hey, I don't want to risk it, Bertha, and ask that final question, because I think we'd need 10 minutes just to address this one. I wanted to talk to you about, you know, what your thoughts were in beginning to address our energy challenges as a country. But I think I'm going to need a little bit more time with you and perhaps a part two. A big thanks to you for joining us this afternoon. Thank you so much for engaging us and making the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Bertha Dlamini is the group CEO of Rito Group of Companies. She's also the founding president of African Women in Energy and Power, an industry leader, definitely in the energy sector. We caught up with her. It takes us to 3 p.m. on the dot. A big thanks for tuning in. This was your Monday edition of the show. I'm back again tomorrow, same time, same place. Up next is Aldrin St-Pierre with Beyond the Headline. Thabiso Musia is on.